on Daf Yitzayin Amid Beis. We're in the midst of bringing Rayas that is a din tashlumin by Shavuos. That if one did not bring the Korbanos, Yom Tov of Shavuos, he has 7 days to bring the Korbanos. The way Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tane, Omakro, Ukrosem, Ubekutzrechem. Says the Korosem be'etem hayoim hazeh mikro kodesh. Then it says later, Korosem be'etem hayoim hazeh mikro kodesh yiyolochem. And then it says, Ubekutzrechem is k'tira arzechem. So eize chag sha'ata koire v'koitze boi. Where do we have a yontev that it's mikro kodesh? And at the same time, you're permitted to be kaitzer. Have you aimer ze chagateres, or kochach, it's going on shvuis, aimer. Ilaime biyontev, ktsire biyontev mishori. It's ktsire mutter in yontev. So it can't mean the yontev of shvuis. Alalav l'tashlumim. So it's going on, so Mikra Kodesh means that you have other days which are Kodesh le'inyan tashlumim. It's a Mikra Kodesh that these days are mukdish to be mashlim, the chi of kolbonis that were not brought b'chag. But these days are muta b'ktzire, it's yemei chayl. We'll come back to this right, but just let's finish the Gemara. Va'afal gav de itmar, Rabbi Elazar omar Rabbi Yishaya. We have already another drosha that there's a din tashlumin from 7 days. Rabbi Elazar omar Rabbi Yishaya learned out from the hekish or makish atzeres to chagamatzis, just like by chagamatzis is a din tashlumin kol shiva hu adin by atzeres. It's the right Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You still need the drosh of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The imed Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishaya have a mine mata shlumim shol chaga matzis osa basiyas melochem. Avta shlumi atzeres nami osa basiyas melochem. If we're makish, so I would think that atzeres is dumye de chaga matzis, and chaga matzis is osa basiyas melochem. We'll see in Tosis Al Kaponim, the seventh day of Chagamatzis, the seventh day of this Man Tashlumin, is also Basiyas Melache. So I would think that Atzeres is also Basiyas Melache. Kamash Melon the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's why we need Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drosha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drosha tells us that this Man of Tashlumin is Bekutzrechem. It's Mutter Basiyas Meloche. Ve'im id Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lo yodana kamo. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drosha is that there's Mikra Kodesh even though it's Mutter B'Meloche. So that means there's a Zman Tashlumim. But how long the Zman Tashlumim is, how long it extends, we don't know. It's Kamash Malon, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Yishaya, that you learn out from Chagamatzis out of the 7 days. Let us see Rashi. The way Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tone, Mehoche Navkelon Tashlumim Latzeres. We learn out Tashlumim from Shavuos from this Limud. It says, Akrosem Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, Ubechaga Shavuos Ksit. B'somach lein, the next pasuk says, Ubekutrechem es ksir arzechem, she'ato koire mikro kodesh, v'koitzer, it's mikro kodesh, and ksir es mutter. Aveyem es atzeres, t'ani koi batzeres ksivi, and shade is elo l'tashlumim. It can't be yontev, because yontev ksir es also. Elo l'tashlumim, la'acher yontev koi. So it's going on after Yontem, that you could be mashlim the kabonis. V'koyre oison mikro kodesh le'inyan tashlumim. It's mikro kodesh le'inyan tashlumim. U'metorim b'meloche. Lo yadana kama yomim yila tashlumim. I wouldn't know how many days he had with tashlumim. Kamash malon, the Rabbi Lozo, machaga matzah shiva, afkan shiva. So that's why we need these two droshes. Now, before we see Taisvis, I'd like to mention a nekude which the Meraimei Sode mentions, the Turiyeva mentions. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had a problem. It says in the Posik, Ukirosem be'etzem hayoim hazeh mikra kaidish, so it's called mikra kaidish. It says, the next pasuk is, Bekutzachem es k'tzir artzachem. So it would seem that this zman of Mikra Kodesh is mutter bektzire. So yes, the kasha, when is this speaking about? If it's speaking about Yontev, k'tzire be Yontev mishori. Is k'tzire mutter be Yontev? So the shaila is, kan shayil abenye? Ktsira is muta biyantif. Lotzeich oichol nefesh, ktsira will be muta. What's the kasha? Meloch is hamuta, lotzeich oichol nefesh. Now, the emesin is a machlokes apoiskim, a machlokes arishainim. Is ktsira muta biyantif, lotzeich oichol nefesh. Taisvis in mesachtes beye, dav kimolo medalat, brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Milisha ve'ilach is mutal tzeirach oichol nefesh, but Meleches k'tzire is also minat tzeire. That's the Shitas HaYerushalmi. And Taisvis wants to say in Beye, in the Shitas HaRan, that k'tzire is mutal minat tzeire. But it's only tzeirach oichol nefesh, just like all other Meleches HaMutal, k'tzire is also mutal. So now we have to explain our Gemara according to the Yerushalmi and according to Taisvis. So the Meraim Yisodi says as follows. According to the Yerushalmi, our Gemara is beautiful. Taisvis, the Gemara says, it says that you're cutting Tvua, it can't be Beyontif, because Tzir is also Beyontif. So this is beautiful. According to the Yerushalmi, it's beautiful. According to the Poiskim who say that Bavli is Chaylik on Yerushalmi, so what's Pshat the Gemara? Ktsire is Mutter Beyontif. What's the Rayat Kemp Beyontif? So the Meraim Misod says, and it seems the Turiyev also wants to say this, Ubekutzachem es Ktsir Alzachem, it would seem that you're cutting a whole field. It doesn't seem like you're cutting you're cutting letzayrech oichol nefesh. Bekutzlechem es ktsir artzchem means we're speaking about a normal ktsiras asode, which is not necessary letzayrech oichol nefesh hayoyim. It seems you're cutting your own field. But that is zicher asa beyontif. You need davke letzayrech oichol nefesh. Shalei letzayrech oichol nefesh. Tamazay to cut lechayre zosa. So the Meraim Misada wants to say, so it's good according to the Taisus, it's also good. Kutzchem es ktsirartchem means a ktsire shalei letzorech oichol nefesh. Fine. Now the Turiyevan asks Akasha, we had a Mesechtes Psochim that Rabba holds hoyil. A hoife miyontev lechoyil, a person could bake 1,000 chalas, miyontev lechoyil, so you don't get malchus because hoyle mikloichem could be you'll there'll be orchim and you'll use all these 1,000 chalas. So according to Rabbi, the by oichel nefesh, there's never a case it should be yosem in atayre if there's a svara to say hoyle mikloichem. So the Turiyevan asks the kasha according to Taisvis. So why can't it be a bekutzlechem? You could cut a whole field also. You can cut a whole field in Yontif, and it's ulchayre should be mutam in a teire if you hold hoyo. So that's a ha'ore. He wants to say lechayre, this gemara is going without hoyo. If you hold hoyo, it's very problematic. That is, so we have here al-Kaponim, Tupshotim in the Gemara. That what the Gemara assumes, the Pashtis, that Ktire is also Beyontiv. So either, according to the Yerushalmi, it's Gorgut, because the Yerushalmi holds that Ktire Afilotzer Eichel Nefesh is also Minatere Beyontiv. And that according to the Yerushalmi, we'll have to say that Kutzachem is Mashme, that you are Kaitzer Shaloi Letzerech Eichel Nefesh, and that is also Minatere Beyontiv. We have a problem of Hoyo. Now, before we learn Taisvis, let's give another Hakdamah. Taisvis in Mesechtes Psachim, Bachnuna Med Aleph, brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, there it says that if there's a Mokim Shenogu, Lasis Meloche, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do other places. There was a minig not to do melacha, but that's only till chatzais. After chatzais, you're not allowed to do melacha. So Taisus brings down the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, why after chatzais are you not allowed to do melacha erev Pesach? So Yerushalmi says, because you're bringing a korban. In the day, a person brings a korban, it's a yomtiv, it's also the melacha. And the Yerushalmi asks Akasha. The Yerushalmi asks, so L'chayre, they used to bring Tmidim every day. So the Tmidim were the Korbonis for Klal Yisrael. So everyone brought a Korban each day. So it should be also to do Melocha every day of the year. Because I'm bringing a Korban. They're being Makib Tmidim for me. So it should be also to do Melocha every day of the year. That's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. So the Yerushalmi answers, it says in the Pasuk, Vasafta de Gonecho, Vesiroishchem Yitzrecho. So it would seem that the Torah was Mater Meloche for the Korban Tzibur. I mean, that's what I am considered. I brought a Korban al Yedei that they were Makim the Tomit, and we see from the Torah that doesn't create an Issa Meloche. So Taisvah says on the Yerushalmi, Taisvah says on this Yerushalmi, it would seem from the Yerushalmi, that the Issa Moloche is also in a Torah. Not a Drabon in the case, it's a Drais in the case. Because the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha that it should be also the whole year to do Moloche, and Yerushalmi was the Rai from a Posse. So it seems it's an Issa the Rais. It's an Issa the Rais to do Moloche, and we have a Posse that you're allowed to do Moloche, even though they were Makib the Tmidim each day. So before we see Taisvis, let's just appreciate, we have now, so according to the Yerushalmi, we said according to the Yerushalmi, our Gemara is very good. So let us just understand we have a tremendous problem according to the Yerushalmi, and this problem Taisvis is going to speak about by us. We have here a pasuk. It says, Ukrosem be'etzem hayoim hazeh mikra kodesh. And then, so we're talking about a day that's Mikra Kodesh. And it says, Ubekutzrechem, and you, in this day, you are cutting Tvuah. Bekutzrechem is Ktziratzrechem. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible that you should be Kaitzer? How is it possible that you should be Kaitzer on a day of Mikra Kodesh? If it's Yom Tov Ktzira is also. So we'll learn like the Yerushalmi, Yom Tov Ktzira Zos, Afil Lotzeich Eichel Nefesh. So what is the Gemara's Teretz? So the Gemara's Teretz is, it's not speaking about Yom Tov, it's speaking about the next 6 days after Shavuos, and it's Mikra Kodesh because you can bring your Karbonis these days. So it's called Mikra Kodesh, and it's called Ubekutzrechem. So according to the Yerushalmi, how can it be called Mikra Kodesh? It's called Mikra Kodesh, you can bring a Korban. And it's called the Bekutzrechem. The day you bring a Korban, it's also in a Torah to be Kaitzer Yosodeh. So L'chaira, according to the Yerushalmi, we have a problem over here. We have a problem, how does Ukrosem and Ubekutzrechem stem? That is a problem. Now let us see Taisvis. Elo lav litashlumim. The shari liktzer, that one is permitted to make tzire, the lasa is meloche biyoim tvoyach. The day you're shechting your kabonis, you're permitted to do meloche, and you have to do meloche biyoim tvoyach. Umisayim bo biyirishalmi. So the Yerushalmi feels ois, and this is a kimte. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Bun, ubuvad sheyichleim leisosei. That means he doesn't have any. He ended. There's no isa left in the house. That means he's cutting the tvua, nor he should have what to eat. Ki hado de taninen lo. Let us see the Bach. Call inish every person the lehevi ilavoi oin ubikurim, a person who's mutal on him this day to bring eitzim lemizbeach, to bring bikurim perish oimer harei alai eitzim. That means if he said another harei olai eitzim lemizbeach v'gizrin lemaroche, also behesped ubetaynis umilaseis meloche boi bayoin. So a person who brings a korban that day is also b'meloche. Kloima. So now that Yerushalmi had a problem, that we are saying that the Pasuk is speaking about, that this is a day that he's bringing a korban, va'afal pikein, this is a day that he's bringing a korban, va'afal pikein, he's mutter to do meloch, it's bekutzrechem. Va'afal pi shatoyre hitiro meloch l'tashlumim. The Torah said that the day you bring a korban l'tashlumim, you're allowed to do meloche. So the Yerushalmi answered, loy motzi lemevad, rak l'tzorech achilosoi. You can only do this ktzire if it is necessary. You have to eat that day in kolo isosoi. K'moy shemetzinu sha'osa la'odom laseis meloche, b'yayim akrivay es korbonai, the day he brings a korban, so he's not allowed to do malachet. So according to the Yerushalmi learned as follows, that this posik, according to the Yerushalmi, it's very good argument. This posik can't be speaking about yontev, because yontev hafilu l'tzorech eichel nefesh k'tzire is also. So it has to be speaking about a yoim choyl, and a yoim choyl ktsire will be mutav. He has nothing what to eat. That means this issa meloche that one has when one brings a korban, that issa meloche is it's gringer than yomtiv. If you don't have what to eat, then you're permitted to do meloche. That's how the Yerushalmi says pshat. Let's just make a cheshbon a little further. If we don't learn like the Yerushalmi, and we will learn that the second pshat, bekutzrechem means you are cutting tfue stamazoi. That's the taitshe bekutzrechem. You are cutting tfue shaloi letzorech oichol nefesh. And that is also beyontiv. Now, if bekutzrechem means stamazoi, so how will we say pshat if it is speaking about a yoim of tashlumim, a yoim is bringing a korban, how are you allowed to cut tvuas tamazoi? So kochach it's muchach, if you don't learn like the Yerushalmi, we have to learn that the issa meloche b'yoim shemevi korban is only other rabbonim. That's what we'll have to learn. So b'meila, so then it's very good. It can't be speaking about yontev, because yontev you can't cut tvuas tamazoi. But it's speaking about a yoim choyl, and even though you're bringing a korban, about the day a person brings a korban, And in the Torah he's allowed to do Malach, only in the Rabban he's not allowed to do Malach. And that we'll see at the end of Tosfos. V'ho dekomar besomuch, v'i miderav berlozo, hava amine ma tashlumim b'chaga matzais osa basiyas Malach. The Gemara says that I would think that just like the day when you mashlum the kabonis b'chaga matzais is osa basiyas Malach. Av shalateres, so when he brings kolbonis and shvuis, it's also also mesiyas melacha. Hainu mideraisa. So the Gemara means, with I would think, without this pasuk that's mata melacha, I would think that it's also mideraisa. But av al gav dechol amoyde in ela miderabonon bedavo she'enei avud mishem shvi mideraisa nokti. So the Gemara means, but if I would learn out from the Hekish alone, I would think that the seventh day of from Shavuos would be also b'malach midaraisa, like the seventh day of Pesach. Yeah. I will be kolmokim. Af ashash shalonu loy polig boho, to midarabona miyemitza yem tavuach kedefrishis. And now Tosfos is saying that Bavli also holds that it's also to do meloche, but it's only also midrabono. So that's why Bavli can learn pshat that the Kutzlechem could be speaking about the Yom Tevoyach, and even though he's bringing a Kobin, it's only also midrabono. I mean, at Torah you're allowed to make tzire. The Itzterich, the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Itzterich, Rabbi Loza Omer Rabbi Shaya. Mizmo says you need both droshes. Hiksha Harab Rabbi Chonon Mibraise de Lael Levetzriches. So we had another limud. The Tony Rabbi Bati the Bach, the Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel Lomoli. Why do we need the drosh of Rabbi Bar Shmuel? Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that we say just like Chodesh Limnuyov is Atzeres Limnuyov. And just like Chodesh is one day, so Atzeres should be 7 days, because the Minuyim of Atzeres is 7 days, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. So why do we need the drosha of Rabbi Bar Shmuel? Lomali Yaksiv Chaga Shavuos Tome Rabbi Lozom Ave Rabbi Shai, Demashve Minei, that she yesh le tashlumim kozai, yesh le midibarais, osir liste drosha satsidoi can be benoches. Rabbi Bar Shmuel's drosha, we don't need to tell us adin tashlumim for tzeres. That's the drosha we need to be seisa the drosha of the tzedokim in Menachos. Period. Okay, now we're going to start more limudim. Oma, yeah. Bereish Lakish Oma, daf yitresa medal. Bereish Lakish Oma, another raya. That one has a chance to be mashlim the kobonis by a teres kol shiva. What's the raya? It says v'chag hakotzer. Eizehu chag she'ato choygeg v'koytzer boy. It's a very interesting lashon. Reish Lakish lom shat. It's yontif and your koytzer. Eizel chag shata choygig v'koytze boy, haba oimer ze atzeret. So it has to be Shavuos. Amos, when in Shavuos are you choygig v'koytze? Ileime b'yontev, tzire b'yontev mishor. You're not allowed to be koytze in yontev. Elo lav l'tashlumim. But it's called a chag l'tashlumim. You have chances to be makrev the shalmichagig and the eilusri, so it's a chag l'tashlumim, and in that chag you could be kaitza. Let us see Rashi. B'chag ha-kotzer b'kurei ma'isech, b'chag Shavuos k'siv. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, the way you're learning pshat in the posik, it's a very interesting pshat, b'chag ha-kotzer. It's a chag and you're kaitza. Elo miyato chag ha'osif. It says by Sukkis, chag ha'osif. Eizeh chag sheyesh bo yasifeh. Which chag do you make a sifeh? Rabbi Oimer says Chag HaSukkos. So it's talking about Chag HaSukkos. And we'll translate it the way you translate it. Chag HaKotzer means a chag that you make tzirin. Chag HaOsif means a chag you make asif, you make imur. Amos. So when is this speaking about? Ilayma b'yontav, malacha b'yontav mishari. Ela b'chaylei shal moyed, chaylei shal moyed mishari. Ela chag abo bizman asife. So you have to say, the what does chag ha'osef mean? Not a chag that you make asife in it. It's a chag that comes bizman asife. The season when people make asife, that's when this chag comes. That's you have to translate it. Ochenami chag habo bizman ktsire. So Rabbi Yochanan slugs up the raya from Reish Lakish. Let us see Rashi. Ochenami chag habo bizman ktsire koma. So the pasuk also means the same thing. The lav choygeg vekoitza. Not that the pasuk means bishas the chag you could be koitza. Vekoitza boy also lashminen. It means chag habo b'shas haktzir. Let us see Tosfos. El chag habo b'zman asife. Hiksho harav Rabbi Chana, the omar perikame de Rosh Hashanah, omar lei rab zeire le rab asi, bedume loy ayo klau. There the Gemara has a shaila, if something tvue grew, a shlish, Bishnas Hashmite, and it grows Tushlishim afterwards, if it has Kedusha Shviyas. So first the Gemara wanted to say, bring up, say Pshat in the Posik, that the Posik is telling us that Chag HaSukkos, which is already Shmini, it still has Kedusha Shmite if something grew a Shlish in Shmite, so the Peiris, which you're Kaitza then, has Kedusha Shmite. So the Gemara says, "V'dulma loy ayil klal." That's not pshat in the posik. V'koma rachmona tishmat v'teizel at chakasuk. The posik is coming to tell us something else. The posik is coming to tell us that the shnas hashmita goes till sukkis. The posik isn't telling us about tvue that grew in shmita. The posik is coming to tell us that chirishe and ktsire is also till sukkis. So the Gemara says, Lois al kadaitach. That's not pshat and posit. Tachsiv chag ha'osif. It says chag ha'osif. Chag ha'osif. Mai ha'osif. What does ha'osif mean? Ilay mechag habo bizman asife. The chag that comes in the season of asife. Haksiv ba'ospechos maisecha. It says in the same pasuk, "Bos pachos maisecha." So that is telling us when the chag comes. Elamai osif kotzer. So chag osif means chag osif means kotzer. That means the tvue which will be cut then b'tzeis hashone has the din of the previous year. That means that it has kedusha shviyas. Period. But Hanegei Alonu Alma Lo Imrinin Chag HaSukkos Habo Bizman Asife. From the Gemara we see that Chag HaOsif does not mean Chag Habo Bizman Asif. That's the Taish Ba'ospecha Migonecha Miikvecha. Chag HaOsif means something else. So Memele, so what is Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha? V'tiritz Moiri Kivin the Ba'ospecha Shaminen Chag Habo Bizman Asife. So then, since it says "bos pechos," "chag osif" means something else. Aval ilav haikra bos pecho, aval dashinen chag osif abobis man asipe. Im ken gabi chag kotzer neim ahochi helvi lekeshu mashmois temapikle. Al kaponim, that was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish that just like chag osif, we translate Chag Habo Bizman Asife, so Chag HaKotzer also means Chag Habo Bizman Ktsire, and it's not Muchach Yodrosh. So let's go a little further. Now we're going to get into our Chalamoid, the Kesugi. But Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, how will you translate Chag HaOsef? Are you permitted to make a sefer? When are you permitted to make a sefer? Eleime b'yontev, b'noche b'yontev mishori. Elo b'chayle shalmoyed, chayle shalmoyed mishori. Elo chag abo b'zman a sefer. Achana michag abo b'zman k'tzire. Michlal. So he asked Akasha to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish didn't answer him. Mechlal de tavayu svira lehu de chayle shamayid osa basiyas malachim. So it seems Zay Rabbi Yochanan and Zay Reish Lakish hold that chalamayid is osa basiyas malachim, and you can't say chag osav means a chag that you make a sifa because chalamayid is osa basiyas malachim. Frek de gemore meno hani mili. How do we know that Chalamayid is also the Messias Malacha? Where does it say that Chalamayid is also the Messias Malacha? So we're going to have a few limudim on this nekude. The Tana Rabbana, we learned about Raisa. Es Chag HaMatzeis Tishmer Shivas Yomim. So Shivas Yomim Teichol Matzeis. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara darshened that the Shivas Yomim is going on the Tishmer also. Es Chag HaMatzeis Tishmer Shivas Yomim. Tishmer is Aloy Sase. Limeid al Choyle Shel Moyed Sheosor Basiyas Meloche Divrei Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yashia said, Pshat, what the Tishmer Shivas Yomim? That you, the Tishmer Mi Meloche. 7 days you're not allowed to do Meloche. Let us see Rashi. Mechlal de Talvayu, mi de Kamer Rabbi Yochanan Asifa Bechayle Shel Moyed Mishori. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, is Asifa Muta? V'loi mahadale Reish Lakish, and he didn't answer him that Masifa is Muta. Mechlal de Talvayu, Sviru Lu Osa, everyone holds Asifa is Osa. So how do we know Chalmoyed is Osa? It says, Eschag HaMatzei Tishma Shivas Yomim, Limed al Chayle Shel Moyed Sheosa Basiyas Meloch. Where do we see this? Droish Bei Darshan as follows. Eschag HaMatzois Tishmer Shivas Yomim. V'chol Tishmer Ashoris Loisasehi, it's a lav, Shoimreyu, all 7 days is Adin Shmira Min HaMeloche. But you have to make Tishmer Shivas Yomim, you should not to Meloche 7 days. So Memele, so from here we learn that Cholomayit is also B'Meloche. Rabbi Yonasan Oimar Einei Tzorich. You don't need this pasuk. Kal v'chayma. Uma rishon ushvi. Ma doch the first day yontif. And the last day yontif. She'ein kdusha lifneim ulachayim. There's no day that is kaddish in front of them or after them. Oser basiyas melochem. Choylei shalmoyit. Sheyesh kedusha lifneiyem olachayim. Chayle shel moed, you have a day that is kodesh lifneiyem olachayim. Ein edin sheyeyoser basiyas melochem. So vade gewisset sheyeyoser basiyas melochem. So I'm making a kalvach oima. The second day chalamoed, a kalvach oima from the first day yontif. Madach the first day yontif. That lefon of this note. There's no day that is called Shein Kedusha Lifneim. Af Al Pi Kain, the first day Yontav is also Chalamoyit, that is Kedusha Lifneim, about the Gevis, it should be also Basiyas Meloche. Before we go further, I just want to mention two Ha'ores from the Turei Evan, and then we'll go further. One Ha'ore, the Turei Evan asks, he asks as follows, what does Rabbi Yonasan say? Rabbi Yonasan says, why do you need a posik? It's a kal v'chayma. You don't need a posik. So, frekta Turiyev, he doesn't understand. If you have a kal v'chayma, you won't get malchus. Ein einshi min adin, ein maziri min adin. So he had a big posik. He brought a posik tishmer. Tishmer is Allah that's telling me that you're not allowed to do malach all 7 days. If you learn that from a kal v'chayma, so you won't get malchus. So on this kashi, he wants to say that Rabbi Yonasan asked him, you brought a posik on Israel. If you brought a posik on Malchus, I wouldn't have any tainus. But But you said limit al cholish might sha'asa basiyas malacha. Isa, you don't need a posik. Isa, you can learn after makal b'chaim. Malkus? Malkus, I can need a posik. That's what the Turi Evan wants to say. Then he has another ha'ore. Just let's mention the ha'ore. He says as follows. He says, what is Rabbi Yonason's Kal Vachomer? Rabbi Yonason's Kal Vachomer is that if Yom Tov is also b'melacha, even though the day before Yom Tov wasn't Kaddish, is about to give his Chalamoid should be also b'melacha, since the day before is Kaddish. So he tainis, this Kal Vachomer only works on the first day Chalamoid, and on the last day Chalamoid. And the first day Chalamoid, the day before, is Kaddish. And the last day Chalamoid, the day afterwards, is Kaddish. So then he hears a Kal Vachomer. The middle days, L'chayra, there's no day before that's Kaddish. That's a ha'ore that the Torah Yevon asks. There's a whole cheshbon on this kasha. But let's just be aware of this kasha. Al-Koponim, Sir Rabbi Yonason said, I have a Kal Vachomer that can prove that Chalamoid is also b'malacha, because Madach Yontif She'ein Lifneim She'ein Kedusha Lifneim Achayim is also Basis Malacha Chayli Shamoid She'esh Kedusha Lifneim Achayim Ein Edin She'yosa Basis Malacha. So the Gemara asked on his Kal Vachomer She'eshe Shimei Bereshe Shechichu. So all the weekdays are a pilcha on your Kal Vachomer. Sunday and Friday should be also the malacha. Sheyesh kedusha lifnei malachayim. Every Sunday has a Shabbos in front of it. Every Friday has a Shabbos afterwards. Umetorim basiyas malacha, and it's muta basiyas malacha. So you see your formula, your Kal Vachomer, I have a pilcha and your Kal Vachomer. I'll show you days that the yomim shelifnei malachayim are kedoshim, and v'afal pikin the mutab malach. So Rabbi Yonason answered, malasheshes shemei bereshes she'ein bem kol ben musaf. No, it's not a pilcha on Chalamoid. Chalamoid is a kol ben musaf. Sheishish may bereshis, there's no kol ben musaf. Taima b'chayli shamayit, sheyesh by kol ben musaf. So the Gemara asks, what is the criteria kol ben musaf? That kol ben musaf should create a kol ben musaf creates an issa malacha. Reishchaydish yechiyach, sheyesh by kol ben musaf, umutu basiyas malacha. So he says, Ma'ala Rosh Chodesh, Ein Kori Mikra Kodesh. Taime B'chayli Shal Moed, She Kori Mikra Kodesh. Chayla Moed is called Mikra Kodesh. Noyu V'Kori Mikra Kodesh, Dinu She'osa Basiyas Malachim. Eis Mikra Kodesh means that it's Kodesh. That it's Mikra Kodesh, Rashi says in Shleibim Kaimim, Mashme Kodesheyu Basiyas Malachim. So Memele, so we end up with a Mikra Kodesh. Tanya Idach, we learned another Barais. Kol Meleches Avoide Loisasu Limeid Al Choyle Shalmoyed She'osel Ba'asiyas Meloch. Now, what's the Raya from this Pasuk? So let us see Rashi. Let's see the Rashis we skipped over. Sheishish me bereishish, shime kol shavua shvua, ben shtei shabos yisein yoishvin, brei kedusha lifneim olachayim. Reish chaydish yechich, af at al tatama, al choyle shal moyed, that even though you bring a musif, it should be muta b'meloche. Kol meleches avayda loy sasu, and then the next pasuk is, v'somach loy shivas yomim takrivu ishe. So we say that the Shivas Yomim is going on Kol Meleches Avoide Loisasu Shivas Yomim. So it's the Pasuk is telling us that you're not allowed to do Meloche 7 days. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Einay Tzorich. You don't need this drasha. Hare you oime eile mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh b'meh kosov medaber. What days are the, which days are mikroi kodesh? In berishain hare kvar nemar shabbos. If it's been about the first day of Sukkot, it says shabbos. In b'shmini, it's a grashvi, hare kvar nemar shabbos. Reina kosov medaba ella bochele shal moyed the lamdor shaosa basias meloch. That's Rabbi Kiva's drosha. Tanya idoch, another drosha. Sheishes yomim toichal matzeis uva yoim ashvi atzeres lashem. So there's a vov hachibo. Atzeres means mashvi otzer, just like the seventh day is also the Meloche. Av sheishish yomim atzurim. Because the Vav, uva yom ashvi, and the seventh day will be also the Meloche. So the uva yom seems to include the first 6 days also. I mashvi otzur bechol Meloche. So each shvi is also a normal Meloche. Shvi is yomtev. Av sheishish yomim atzurim b'chol melocha, sochal amoyit shebiyasar an or melocha, zafil an adobar ha'obit, Talmud loyma u vayoyim hashvi yatzeres, behey, hashvi atzur b'chol melocha, ben shisha yomim atzurim b'chol melocha. So now we have here two drushes in this passage. Mitzad echod we have a vov, that seems to be saying that the Iser Atzeres applies on the first 6 days also. We have a hay that is Memayit Hashvi also b'meloche, and the other 6 days are not also b'meloche. So how do we decide which melochis are also in Chalamoid, which melochis are mutzen Chalamoid? Aloi Mosro Nakosuv Elo Lachachomim Loi Meloch Eze Yoim Oso ואיזה יום מותר, איזה מלוך אסור, ואיזה מלוך מותרס. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, עצר ממלוכה, כדרסיב בהייקרו גוף אלו יסעס המלוכה. הוערי לא ימוסך נקוסוב אלו לחכמים. כלומר, מאחר שהמלוך הכוסוב שהן עצורים ממלוכם. The pasuk is coming to tell you that all 6 days are also במלוכה, ולא בכולם, ולא פירש, but it's not also in all מלוכס, ולא פירש, and it didn't explain איזה המותרס ואיזה אסורים. דא וראי שלא מוסרן אלו לחכמים היודעים להבין. So it was given over to the Chum who are able to understand al eizel lahatara heter, on which melachis are mutter, but eizel lahatara isa. Vehem yoimrum eizel yontav hapikidu shariye v'osa b'chol melachim, which day is yontav? Ve'eizel chayli shamoyed sheni osa b'chol melachim. Ve'al chayli shamoyed yagidu loch eizel melacha asure dovo sheni ovid, ve'eizel melacha muteres dovo ha'ovid. Now, let us see Taisvis. Choylei shel moyed oser basiyas meloch. Now, we hear there a whole omud of limudim that cholamoyed is oser basiyas meloch. Lochayre mashme, the meloche, the mitzrebei, midereise, that cholamoyed is oser be meloch, it's oser minateire. The mapik lay mi posik, because the gemore darshins from psukit. The chain beperik beis the moyet cotton. The Gemara says as follows: Loi mi boi evil the midarabona. That a meloche for an oval to do, that's also midarabona. El afilu choyli shel moyet diereise. So it seems from that Gemara also that meloches chalamoid is minatere. Chain pirishosam bekunteres that chalamoid meloches chalamoid is also minatere. The kosher l'rabbeinu tam. So Rabbeinu tam asks, if meleches chalamoid is also min ha-teire, the imkain dover ha-ovit, the kame meloche is the sherinen hosom, heiche mishteru, how are they mutter? V'chi heichon matzinum, איסו דיירייסה מקצוסי אוסו ומקצוסי מוטר. Where do we find that the same איסו, that means the same פעולה, sometimes it should be אוסו and sometimes it should be מוטר. If it's a דבר העובד, then it's מוטר. If it's not a דבר העובד, it's אוסו. How do we find such things? The Rishash asks on Taisus, he says he doesn't understand. What about Meleches Yontif? Meleches Yontif also you have. Tzoich Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter. Shaloi le Tzoich Eichel Nefesh Klal. Afilu Yisei Mi Tzoich, but Yil Tzoich Hayoim. So Shaloi le Tzoich Hayoim. It is also. So what's the Kash? He doesn't understand. What is the Kash of the Rabbeinu Tam? Heichel Mitzinu, where do we see such a thing? Min HaTzoich Hayoim. That mitzosa, sometimes it's osa and sometimes it's mutter. My melech is yontem, you have the same thing. That's the Rishash's kash. For oid another kash. The snam beper gimel de Megillah. Kol mokim she'ein yontif v'yesh musif koirin dalet. When it is not yontif and you daven musif, there are four oilim. So the Mishnah says, what is the case? Ki goin choyle shal moyit v'roish choydish. So the Mishnah calls this, it's She'ein Yontif, it's not Yontif. It's Midekomar De'ein Yontif, so Vaistais, it's Mutter B'Meloche, it's not Yontif. Yontif means it's also B'Meloche. Vo'oi De'kai Lei Bahadi Reish Chaydish, the Rabbonot, it's together with Reish Chaydish. And Reish Chaydish is only also with the Rabbonot, Kedemrine B'Yerushalmi De'tainis. ובמוקים שנוגו הולים נשעיה דרגילן ללבד עבידת ברשיח מנוגו. The place where the women are noyig not to do מלוך and רש חיידיש it's a minig. So in the Tanne puts together חיילי של מויד with רש חיידיש, it would seem that they're the same. And both of them are מות מלוך מן התאירה. ואויד מוצינו בירושלמי בפרק שני דמויית קוטן, אמר דקה ירושלמי, וירושלמי says, כלום אוסרו מלוכה, כלום אוסרו מלוכה בחילי שמויד, why did they אסר מלוכה בחילי שמויד, אלא כדי שיהיו איכלן ושויסים ויגיים בתוירת. The whole reason they asked Meloche is that a person should not have what to do. He should eat and drink and be a gay b'teire. That's why they asked Meloche. V'heim oichlim v'sheisin u'poichzin. And the Rishalmi is a teire. What do the people do? They don't work taker. But the tachlis of the Issa Meloche was to learn. And they're not learning the oichlim v'sheisin u'poichzin. Is mashme lishne, so the loshne is mashme, the midrabonanu, the whole isa meloch is the rabonan. Klum osru meloch, they asin meloch for this purpose. So weistachos, the whole thing is an isa the rabonan. The chayim beperik, beis the moyit kotten, gabi ubulvad shalo yechavin melachtoi b'moyit. It says, that a dover ha'ovid is also, is mutter, you're allowed to do melach if it's a dover of it. Ubevachele yechave melach te b'moy. That means if he could have done it erev yontif, and he stooped it off to do it in chalamoid, so then it's also. Even though uboi b'gemore, the gemore clears the shailas, kivin umeis mahu sheyiknesu b'noy achor. What happens if a person could have done this melacha before Yontif? He didn't do this melacha before Yontif, and he did it in Chalamoid. He was mechaven melachtoi, and he did it in Chalamoid, and he did the melacha now. So now, and then he died. So the shaila is, they counsel someone who did a melacha in Chalamoid, if he was mechaven melachtoi. So the Yerushalmi, so the Gemara calls the Shaila, Mao sheyiknesu b'noy achor. Did they cancel the son? That means if he would be alive, so they would zicha cancel him. But he's dead already. And he was the one that did the melacha. Did they cancel the son?
וירשם בצדיק ודמור את איזה ספרס. אם תמצא לו עם הצורם או איזן הבחיר ומייס קונסו בנו יחד, if you'll say, if a person was a tzorem or איזן הבחיר, he made a woman a bchir. So they canceled the bnoi achol that he can't derive benefit from the b'choy chotzvot ha-balmum hosom isur ha-diraise. There he was either an isur ha-diraise. So you see flow from the Gemara that the Gemara wants to differentiate between tzorem oizem b'choy and chalamoy. Tzorem oizem b'choy is an isur ha-diraise and chaylei shamoy is not an isur ha-diraise. Mashme de meloche bemoyet have de rabbonim. So we see from this that meloche and chalamoyet is only de rabbonim. That's enough in the Gemara. Umiyu yesh litchois, tamiskaven melachtoi bemoyet koi. We're talking about that he could have done this erev yontif, and he stooped it off to yontif. When it was not done before Yontif, and now it is Chalamoid, even the Dover Ha'ovatu, so could be this Isra Zichad Rabbono now. A fillu we will say Meleches Chalamoid is a deraisa, but here we're speaking about a Dover Ha'ovat. No, the din is, you should have done it before Chalamoid. But if he didn't do it before Chalamoid, and he did it in Chalamoid, it's Elchayra de Rabbonon, because of its photo of Ahovet. Mikomoki mashma for Yemes to lay mitzarach mit Rabbonon. But the Lashon HaGemara would seem that the whole Iser of the Leches Chalamoid is at Rabbonon. So Tosfos has a few rayas, but it would seem from these rayas that the whole Iser of Meleches Chaylu Shamoid is at Rabbonon. Now, Tosfos brought a Gemara in the beginning of the second parish. The Gemara says, "V'loy mi boy evil the midrabbonon, and evil is also midrabbonon." Afilu chaylu shemayit diyaraisa. So it seems that chaylu shemayit is also minatayre. Chikam ahosam bereish pirke. Loy mi boy evil the rabbonon. Afilu chaylu shemayit diyaraisa. So you have to learn it with a grain of salt. Kein deraisa koma. The Gemara means it's like a deraisa. Of which yesh loy smach mikro deraisa. The fault that there's an asmachta we have here psukim. That means an asmachta. It's not some of them are chugichep at psukim. If there's a smach min atayre, so it seems this becomes the Ritva says that every asmachta means that the Rabbeinu Shlomo wrote this in the Torah to tell Chazal that he would prefer that they should make this issa. So asmachta midiraisa means that there's a makir min atayre to answer it. So that's a chaymu. Vish yesh lo ismach mikro diraisa. Abu yimei ha'evo lek asmachta ala medibri kabole. Tersi vafachti chageichem la'evo. So there's a hekish evo to chag. But just like chag is also b'malach, is evo also also b'malach. But this is midibri kabole. The Kama Hoche Ella Bechayli Shal Moed Mishari Agamar in Kemash Mid the Osamina Tayre, Yishloim Alav Mishum Gulay Mishteri Midiraisa. Not that it's not Mutamina Tayre, Ella Kivin, the Akro, Samchin, and since we're Machmecham Sukim, Samchinim Leila Mitsa, Loim Istavre Leila Ukmekro, the Shari Behed Yebahochi. That means, if in the psukim there's a smach that it's also to do malach and chaylu shamoid, it's not mistava that this pasuk will tell us behedye that you're allowed to do malach in chaylu moid. If the Torah, the smach is that you're not allowed to do it. Chayim perish harivom b'shem rabbeinu yivo, the malach the moid midarabonam. V'loi keperish rabbeinu shmuel, sheperish v'arvei psochim, Gabi kol amevaza esamay adis. So there it says amevaza esamay adis is like an oivin avayde zorim. And the Rabbeinu Shmuel says kegain oisam what mevaza esamay adis kegain oisam aloche b'chayli shomay. So it would seem that the Rashbam holds it to the raise. So Taisi says not like the Rashbam. But ho lesser with the Rabbonan habit uke the precious. Rahod Amrinin Gabikusim. The Gemara clears a shaila if one is permitted to give a field over to Kusin in Chalamoid, if they'll do Moloch on it. So the Gemara says, how can you give over to a Kusi? A Kusi is Geri Emes, so they're Yidin. How are you allowed to give it over to them? They're going to do Moloch in the field. So Taisvah says, but the Taisvah says, Mishmifni Vesitim Mirshur B'Meloch Ad Chayli Shalmoyed. So what's Taisvah's Kasha? So the Rishash says that Taisvah held that there's no Iser Diraisa of Lifnei Iver and there's no Diraisa Dike Lifnei Iver and an Iser Darabonim. That's what Taisvah, that's not called a Mirshur. I mean, a Torah, if you're marshal someone, Nisa the Rabbonon, you're not evil if not evil. So what is Shat and the Gemara, if a type of way, Mishim lif ne evil, I see the Mirshil, the Meloch, the Chayle Shomai. So Taisa says, Mishum the Smach, Pashta the Kroh, have it, since there's an Asmachta from Pashta the Kroh, that Meloch is also, Bahava leitze doike meidim bo, so then you are evil if not evil. Bekitza, we have here, Taisva says, the Gevaldik Arichis, and this Nekudin, Amoridik Machlikis Arishainim, if Meleches Chalamoid is also only Midarabonon, or it's also Midaraisim. Marishain Ushvi, Avamotzi Lemifrech, Malahani, that he made a, Rabbi Yenisim made a Kalvachayma. Ma doch rishin ushvi, she ein kodesh melofonot. From that wegen it's also the melochim. So the days in the middle should zicha be also the melochim. Avimotze le mifrach ma lahani, she kein dover ha over mitzah. That means if you're learning out from rishin ushvi, so it has to be like rishin ushvi, a kabachem for rishin ushvi. You yourself hold that it's not also like Rishon Shvi. How can you make a Kalvachayma? Well, Shainze Kalvachayma, Gomo, Rakili Milsa Baalme, Lefimashe Pirashi, the Moloch Lemitzarak Terabona. Reishchoydish Yechiyach, so the Gemara says, what do you say? That Chalamoid should be also because it's a Musaf, they bring a Musaf. That Gemara is speaking about the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. There is Taka Bittul Melochi. In Ami Mishum Noshim, the Nehagi Shaloi Lassus Melochi, Kedisa Bepilki de Rabbi Leza, the Chempe Rosh Chashi Bemegila. Mala Rosh Chodesh, Shekain Eni Kori Mikro Chodesh. The Gemara had made a Pilchan de Kalvachayim. The Gemara had said, Rabbi Yenison had said, that ma doch rishin ushviyu, she ain kodesh bifneim vachreyim, it's also b'moloche, chalamoid she ziche bi also b'moloche, because it's kodesh bifneim vachreyim. So the Gemara said, sheishu shmei bereishis yechichu, that what, that it's also kodesh bifneim vachreyim, it's muta b'moloche. So the Gemara said, ma le sheishu shmei bereishis, that is no musaf. So that's why it's muta. And Chalamayt is a mut. So the Gemara said, Reish Chaydish Yechichu. So the Gemara could have said, Hava Motzi Lameyma, Malachay Lameydi Ketati, Musa V'Kudrusha Lepon V'Lachav. What's the Pirche from Reish Chaydish? Reish Chaydish is not has a Musa, but Reish Chaydish is not Kodesh Lepon V'Lachav. Masha Ein Ken Chalamayt has a Musa, and it's Kodesh Lepon V'Lachav. So that Zichu should be also the Melach. Let us go a little further. We had in the Mishnah that if Rosh Chodesh falls out, if the Yom Tavuach of Atzeres falls out on Sunday, umutorim behespid uvetaynis, And this was the day they brought the Karbonis. They brought the Karbonis that day because Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, and the next day there was the Yom Tavuach. So this day, Umotorim behesped the Tainis, Sheloi Lekayim es Divrei Ha'imrim Atzeres Acher HaShabbos. That means, why would they matter behesped the Tainis? Because the Tzedokim said that, the Sunday is Shavuot, so in order not to make this Sunday Shleva Tzur of Yom Tov, they were matter behesped the Tainis. So the Gemara asks, for a sign we learned in a baraisa, maise umeis alkese belut. There was a maise, the nichnesu kol Yisrael esoftoi, maise si was a choshevayit, loi hinicham raptartam bibnesha yontev shalatzeresoye. It was yontev of Shavuos, he didn't permit them to be maspid. But the Gemara, yontev salke daitoch, Yontev Mikosi, they would come to be masked on Yontev. I mean, what until Rav Tarfon asked them? Ela Eime Bimei Sheyim Tavuach Hoyo. It was Yom Tavuach. It could be that we mentioned yesterday that it was Choshi Tevis, the Yud Vav Tes Shel Atzeres. So he held it was Yontev. He said, no, it's not Kepri Yontev. So it was Yom Tavuach Shel Atzeres. Al Koponim, we see that the Yom Tavuach Shel Atzeres is also behespit. Rav Tarfon did not permit them to be maspit. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, kan be Yom Tev Shechal Yeis Acher HaShabbos. If Yom Tev is Chal Acher HaShabbos, I mean, for the Yom Tev is Sunday, so the Yom Tavuach is Monday, so then that Yom Tavuach is also behesped, because it's a Yom Tav, you bring Karbonis. Can be Yom Tav Shechali Yis B'Shabbos, but if Shavuot falls out on Shabbos, so then the Yom Tavuach is Sunday. And then the Tzedokim held that you have to make it for a Yom Tav. So then they said, in order to show that the Tzedokim are wrong, they were matter, hesped, and tainis. But as Rashi say, Lehinicham Rab Tarfon, Umasnisen Toni, Shemutorim Behespit. So the Gemara answers, Biyontev Shchaliyois, Bishabbos. If Shavuos was Chal in Shabbos, Sheyoim Tavuach, Acher Shabbos, the day of the Shechta, the Gemara was after Shabbos, Mutta Behespit, Mneihoim Rimatzeres Acher Shabbos. Because the Tzedokim said Shavuos is after Shabbos. Vahai the alkese belud yontev shchali yis bechelu, ben yem tavuach shaloi beechot b'shabes.